Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Ukraine, Kyiv's mayor says 12 people have been injured at a children's hospital damaged by destroyed Russian missiles. It comes just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was at the White House asking for billions of dollars in new military assistance in its war against Russia. CBS's Skylar Henry reports.
With the second anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine fast approaching, President Biden is urging Congress to approve more aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
Ukraine will emerge from this war proud, free, and firmly rooted in the West, unless we walk away.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spent the day in Washington, making the case for more funding as he met with the president and congressional leaders.
In the Israel-Hamas war, talks to recover more hostages in Gaza have stalled, and correspondent Robert Berger reports.
The Israeli military says it has retrieved the bodies of two hostages in Gaza, a young woman and a soldier. The woman was a model who was kidnapped from a big music festival during the terrorist attack on October 7th. Her family says she was killed by Hamas in captivity.
Meantime, at the United Nations today, almost 80% of member countries demanded an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Emmy-winning actor Andre Brower has died. His publicist says Brower died after a short illness. He starred in Homicide and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
From now on, call me Velvet Thunder.
Andre Brower was 61. Four women have testified at a Senate hearing on sexual assault and harassment at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. More from CBS's Scott McFarland.
In a statement to CBS News, the Coast Guard says it's urging members past and present to report any sexual misconduct, but the scrutiny is going to grow. The Senate talked about possible subpoenas for records and emails as it investigates the size of any alleged cover-up.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued new warnings about eye drops. Details from CBS's Alexander Tin.
Following dozens of recalled eye drops in the wake of an FDA crackdown on contaminated over-the-counter products, the agency now says it is out with new red flags it says Americans should heed when picking eye drops. The FDA says that any eye drops labeled as homeopathic or that are being marketed to treat serious conditions like glaucoma or cataracts over-the-counter are being illegally sold and should not be purchased.
In Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial, former Georgia election worker Wandrea Moss has testified that she feared for her life as she received a barrage of threatening and racist messages fueled by Rudy Giuliani's false claims that she and her mother, Ruby Freeman, had rigged the 2020 election results in the state. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin's Board of Regents is going for a do-over on a vote to unfreeze money for pay raises and building new buildings. They had rejected a deal between System President Jay Rothman and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Saturday. The Board of Regents will meet again Wednesday to vote on the same deal. In exchange for the money, the system would repurpose over 40 positions related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Republican leaders on Tuesday said that the four unconfirmed regents could see their jobs on the line regardless of how they voted on Saturday. Governor Evers is encouraged by the possibility of more Amtrak service in Wisconsin. The state is getting $2 million from Washington to study increasing passenger train opportunities from the Twin Cities to Chicago up to the Fox Valley. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers lose in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers were the first to score late in the first quarter, but then let it slip away, losing 24-22 to the Giants. Quarterback Jordan Love lost a fumble and later threw an interception.
Yeah, it was a bad read. Kind of got hung up too long, just held my eyes kind of to the left a little too long. Safety was able to play over the top, and just not a good read, not a good ball.
New York quarterback Tommy DeVito led the Giants on a fourth quarter comeback. Head coach Brian Daboll.
Yeah, it's his job. Third game of over 100 quarterback rating. Made good decisions, took care of the ball, used him in a run game. Kids done a good job.
NBA, the Bucks game went into overtime, but they beat the Bulls 133-129. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 32 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists.
He was moving the ball, sharing the ball, making the right play.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 21. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 36 tomorrow. 25 tomorrow night. Mainly clear. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand
up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Henry Cutter gave him.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Robert. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon, supporting honest Native news, stories, and events from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
I like how you start the show off and say I'm right, and that's always a trap for you when I put that Native issues are human issues, human issues are Native issues, so I appreciate that. Hey, one thing I was somewhat right about, our friends in Wisconsin got beat last night, and it was an intense game, and I guess, you know, Haley, you can say Wendy and I are from New York, too, so we were hanging hard for the Giants.
You know, I actually completely forgot all about the Packers game. Sorry to our Wisconsin relatives. But, yeah, I mean, they lost then?
It was a close one. Yeah, they lost. And now there's everybody else in the league is 6-7 going for that last wild card spot. So, and the Vikings are 7-6, so they don't have any time to deviate from this. They play the Lions, who are 9-6, two times. They haven't played them yet. So hopefully if they sweep them, they can tie the Lions for division. Green Bay, both the teams looked really terrible. And then they started playing really well, I thought, in the second half. But enough football talk. I just wanted to give a shout out and some Kleenex to our family out in Wisconsin. I know they took it hard.
Yeah, I bet. Well, I mean, what else is there to look forward to? We're winter, we're snowless almost.
Yeah.
We usually have a lot more snow right now. But I was trying to remember what I did last night. And I actually watched that movie that we were talking about just before we started the show here. The Netflix movie, Leave the World Behind, with Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke.
Right.
And I watched that yesterday. I actually had to watch it again today just because I don't know why I just love movies like that, and
it stuck with us. We watched it the first time first day it came out on Netflix, and it was really interesting. I don't know if it was a warning to what's happening now or what. It's pretty realistic in a lot of senses, and it kind of freaked me out. And then I also was like, I'm glad I'm 62 years old. Oh wow, this is scary stuff.
Jeez. Well, yeah. And it was like, it was almost scary, relatable, right? Because you're like, oh, is this going to happen? Like, is this foreseeing the future? But yeah, I would encourage everyone to watch it. I thought it was great put together. The ending was a little bit threw me off, but I don't want to ruin it.
Right.
But just remembering talking about yesterday, we had Dr. Stately on from NAC, Native American Community Clinic, and we were talking about dental hygiene.
Yeah.
And I brought that up. Yeah, I think you manifested something for me because I ended up going and watching this movie, and there was a scene that included teeth. I won't give it away, but it really freaked me out. And then I had a bad dream about it, which is something you said. I think you mentioned having bad dreams about teeth or something, and then it happened.
Yeah. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to our friend Jace. Jace just mentioned a few things on our
Facebook platform Live. We're
on. Yeah. but I just want to give Jace a big shout out. He's a big influencer on TikTok, and I don't know if I should say his whole name, but it is right there on the screen, so I'll say Jace Rowe. Look him up on TikTok. He has great things on there, and we really appreciate him listening in, and we'll have to have him as a guest again. But Jace Rowe, he also said this. I don't know if you can see that. When I said I was 62, he went, hola, hola.
So, baby, yeah. Older.
Yeah, AK Auntie Jace. All right. Yeah, cool. Greetings. Hey, we got a fun show tonight, too, Haley. Later on in the show, we're going to have a couple guests from the play, The Christmas in Ochapi, and we're ready to go see it a couple more times coming up here, and we're excited. It's ending up, and our friend Amber, who we've met in other places, is going to be on, and she's a fashion designer, and she's also working as the costume designer in this play. So we have a lot to talk to her about, and we love grilling people that haven't been on our show before. I see Amber's smiling. She's in the bullpen right there.
Don't make her scared.
I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding, Amber. But, yeah, we're excited to talk more about the play, and I think it's really important that people come out and support local theater. And we talk about local theater, local artists, Haley, and how important it is. You were able to make it out to Shakopee and saw a lot of local artists out there. What was your I was still COVID, recovering from COVID, and didn't feel up to it.
I know. Yeah. Well, thanks for bringing that up, because I actually was going to talk about some of the things that I purchased out there at the market. I did go over my budget, but I think, yeah, it's Christmas.
The Christmas bonus you get from Native Roots Radio will make up for that.
There you go. I'll hold you to that. But I went with my friend Al over at NACD, and we got some good stuff. I found, now I'm going to wish I remembered the names of these vendors,
artists,
too. But we found very beautiful the birch makers, the birch ornaments. So I got a moose ornament made out of a birch tree. And
that reminds me, have you seen that AI on Facebook? There's a person supposedly riding a moose. That's, the great thing with artificial intelligence. They can do things like that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we got the moose. There was one in the moose, and then there was one in the shape of an eagle. And then they made these really cute canoes. And I got two of those in different color, and then also just some jewelry I saw the most beautifully designed earrings out there. That was the Shakopee Art Market that happened this past Thursday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. It was busy, and yeah, it was great weather too to do some shopping.
Indoors, yeah, great community out there, and we love going out there. You know, we're excited. Are you going to go out and check out the Christmas in Ochapi again, Haley?
I hope so. I'm planning on going to this Sunday, which is their last performance, right?
Yeah, you better get tickets, because I do believe the weekend sells out. So we'll have to talk to Amber a little bit about that, and that'll be part of our grilling session. You'll have a timer, Amber, and everything. No, I'm just kidding. I'm watching Amber and the bullpen. Just kidding, Amber. We're going to you know, it's exciting. Theater's exciting. And we're really excited to have these guys. We're going to also have James Harbin on, too, a little later. And he's an actor and a musician, and he's in the play, too. And just to get a nice perspective and get people out there to go out and watch it. It's, you know, there's a cost, but there's also, if you can't afford the cost, there's also, they work out what you can afford to pay. And I think that is the definition of a community theater.
Right, exactly. So I think you can get your tickets. It's Brown Paper Bag or newnativetheater.org. And this specific production that we are talking about is A Christmas in Old Shoppy, written by Montana Cypress. And yeah, this is going on now. It's at New Native Theater is putting this on, but it's being performed at the Red Eye Theater off of Snelling there in Minneapolis.
Well, what's interesting is you are really good at this, Haley, because for years I've always put a T-H-E in front of Native Theater. And it isn't the New Native Theater. It's New Native Theater. So
yes.
Correct me if I do that, because I know when we've had the founder on a few times, I've threw that in there and she gave me the eyebrow up. And we don't want to do that in the next segment. Hey, up next, we got Amber, and we're going to be talking a play and her designs. And she's a big-time designer. And we're going to talk. And that's what we do here, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex. Recording sexual acts without permission. Hurting someone because of their sexual orientation. Ripping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
As we gear up for the holiday season, let's prioritize the safety of our community, especially our cherished elders and loved ones. As you plan your holiday gatherings, remember, whether you're young or in good health, you could still unknowingly spread COVID-19. The key to a safer celebration is getting vaccinated. The newest vaccines are authorized, effective against current variants, and FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. So here's the call to action. Be a vaccinative. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Getting vaccinated before your holiday gatherings is a powerful way to ensure a safer and happier time for everyone. Let's honor our elders by preserving their wisdom and stories for generations to come. So be a vaccinative this holiday season. Find more information, including clinics with free vaccines, at vaccines.gov.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, 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 we have Amber on. Amber, you're a Leech Laker, huh? I think my son-in-law's a Leech Laker, too. Oh, we're related somehow, I think.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Always.
Exactly. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio. We're really happy to have you on.
Yeah, I'm glad to be on.
It's really good to see you, and it was really fun to see you at the opening of the play. We were there a couple Fridays ago, and we just want to have a conversation with you. We know you're a fashion designer, and you're also working as a costume designer in this play, The Christmas in Old Shoppy. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Amber Bucanaga. I've been enrolled at Leech Lake. I grew up on the Mille Lacs Band Reservation. I'm a fashion designer, a teaching artist, and currently I'm costume designing for New Native Theater's play, Christmas in Old Shoppy.
Awesome. Is that fun watching that? Are you there every night making sure that if somebody rips their jeans, you got, you know, some Velcro ready to fix that up?
Yeah, so there's been a few shows that I haven't been at, but I do go as much as I can because that is something I'm worried about. Like, if there's something that goes wrong, something that needs to be fixed. Yeah. Yep.
So did you help pick out my Hinu's wigs? Because I didn't recognize her at first.
Oh, my God. She looks so good in it, too. I didn't help pick it out. I just kind of, you know, gave them an idea of what we wanted her hair to look like. And then one of the producers, Trey, he knows more about wigs than I do. So I let him handle that. Yeah.
That's awesome. So that's just before we get, I want to talk about your designing. But before we get to that, I just want to ask you a couple more questions about specifically what a costume designer does. And so would you figure out when the play is being taken place and then look at what they wore in that era and then pick out stuff personality wise? Is that how that goes?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. So I read the script and I went to like the first few rehearsals. And then from there, I kind of, you know, that let me know what point in time the play is set in and the personalities of the characters. And then I did like have individual conversations with each of the actors about, you know, how they see their character. I had a meeting with the director about that too. So that kind of set generally what they would look like. But I also wanted to be very authentic in what the style was then. Mm-hmm. So finding actual clothes from the 80s, vintage things, was kind of where I began. So I kind of found what was available for each actor and then kind of narrowed down from there.
There seems to be no costume change, correct? And I think New Native Theater is pretty famous for that because the last
There's actually play, four.
What?
So the first two, so Maria and Leroy open the play and they're dressed in robes.
Yes.
There's that.
Oh, you're right.
That's right.
The corrections officer. And then, I feel like there was four. Oh, and Donny Boy in the beginning also.
That's right. That's
Yeah. So this takes place in, I'm just reading the brochure here. So this, we were reading it. I remember too. I remember seeing the set and you had the checkerboard kitchen floor tiles painted on there. And it was just so 70s. It looked 70s, but then we were reading in it and this takes place in 1987, A Christmas in Ochoapi. Yeah. And it's when Ronald Reagan is president and MTV actually played videos, right?
Yeah. Well, and also, if you remember, you two are too young for this, but in the 80s, I had a haircut that was business in the front and party in the back, and they were called mullets. Mm-hmm. And they were very fashionable back in the 80s. I just wanted to throw that out there. But it's funny, when it comes to fashions, Amber, for designing, a lot of the stuff overlaps decades, too.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. You know, I think that's kind of where you see, even with the set, like I had nothing to do with that, but like, you know, they're still going to have designs or elements in their home that are still from the 70s or something like that.
Yep.
So, you know, I kept that in mind that like things do overlap or they happen again. You know,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that's my Gaga always said. My grandma always said, you know, save your clothes; they're going to come back in fashion in 20
years.
It's
really true. They do.
Yeah.
I know, it's just like the bell bottoms. I loved my bell bottoms back in the day, but that's another show. Hey, Amber, talk a little bit about your designing. Now, I heard rumors like you're one of those big shot designers in New York. Is that true? Mm-hmm.
I have shown at New York Fashion Week a few times, yes.
Yes.
You've been at New York Fashion Week multiple times, right, Amber?
Yeah, it's been 3 times now, and then I'm preparing to go again this February.
Wow.
Oh, it's in February.
What was that like? Was that like your first experience out there? How did that happen? Or what was that like?
The first time that I went was in 2019. And I had a co-designer. So that's the person who, you know, applied and found the company that we showed with. So that's kind of was my introduction to it. And in that collection, I designed 15 looks, and that's a huge wow. collection. So that yeah. my first time was probably the most looks I've done for a collection. And then, and then I ended up showing around the state in Wisconsin a lot. In between that time, between 2019 and COVID. So then my very next time was September 2022.
Okay. Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
That's huge. Well, congratulations.
Where did you learn how to design clothes?
This is always a tough question to answer because I didn't like outright learn how to sew clothes from anybody. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of like powwowing when I was young. So mm-hmm. I was around a lot of people who sewed regalia or, I went to school in Mille Lacs. So I was around a lot of people who were like making blankets and stuff. And that was just kind of part of our art classes was, mm-hmm. you know, kind of the things that I use now. And then my grandma is kind of the one who first showed me how to use a sewing machine. And then there was like, you know, programs around the res where there was like, you know, classes every so often. Mm-hmm. One of the people that I like to mention is Winnie LaPrairie. She's somebody who's kind of been a constant, since I moved to the res and, she just recently passed. No. But she, I learned a lot from her. Yeah. So I guess I just picked up things and then I kind of started with ribbon skirts and accessories like bags and belts and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then kind of made the decision in about like 2017 or yeah, probably 2017 to like go full in and, you know,
yeah.
quit my job and do art.
So, nice. That's
you obviously
awesome.
Have the eye and the talent for it.
So where can we see your designs? And do you start with pen and pencil, or is it out of your mind and you start sewing, or how does that work?
Most of the time, it is just from my mind to you know what it ends up being. Cool. That's like most of the time. But when I'm doing a collection, I kind of really have to plan things out because there needs to be cohesion and have a purpose, and it needs to fit people, you know.
Yeah.
Like I have to choose models ahead of time usually, so I want it, you know, things to fit. Not always, but sometimes.
Do you do any men designs?
Yeah. So like I was just talking with somebody about this yesterday. One of my main goals in my creating is that I'm inclusive and there's diversity in my clothes. So it kind of reflects the way that I style myself too, is that it's, you know, it's not conforming to any gender or even sizes. There's a lot of my garments that are adjustable so that they fit a range of sizes or can be styled differently to a masculine or feminine presentation. So,
yeah, that is cool. And I see that a lot but I do notice that in a lot of Native fashion. And just to throw it out there too, I'm 6'2", 205. So if you need a model to do a cool ribbon shirt or something, I can walk around that with you. Where can we see your designs? I wanted to ask you that real quick before.
Right now, Instagram is kind of the best way to see them.
And yeah. And what's your name on Instagram?
It's Buckinaga Social Club _ in between the three words. And I just uploaded new reels so that like my full previous collection is there so that I'm ready for posting things.
Wow. Amber, thank you so much for coming on. I hope you had as much fun as we did because really interesting, and we really want to applaud artists like you on and let the world know about people like you. So we really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, Amber, yes, if you want to hang on, if you want to hang on with us with James, he's one of your actors.
That's fine.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met with President Biden at the White House, pressing for more military support in his country's war against Russia. President Biden saying,
"We've seen what happens when dictators don't pay the price for the damage and the death and the destruction they cause, and they keep going when no price is paid."
As fighting between Israel and Hamas intensifies across Gaza, the BBC's Hugo Bachega in Jerusalem says the humanitarian crisis worsens throughout the enclave.
Aid organizations have been warning that those who haven't been killed by bombs may not survive hunger and diseases across Gaza.
Emmy-winning actor Andre Brower has died at age 61. His publicist says it was a short illness. He had his breakthrough role in the 1989 movie Glory and appeared in the TV comedy Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Martin Ormancup. He was a great partner. Smart, loyal, homophobic, but not racist. In those days, that was pretty good.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin property taxes are expected to see its largest increase since the Great Depression next year, though most homeowners probably won't feel it. That's according to the nonpartisan research group, the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The total property tax jump will come out to almost 5%, but two state tax credits included in this year's state budget will bring down how much homeowners actually pay. All three of Wisconsin's veterans' homes are getting federal grants through the state to hire nurses and keep them on the job. The grants to the long-term care homes in King, Union Grove, and Chippewa Falls add up to almost $733,000. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin has been losing nurses at almost twice the rate as the rest of the country. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Lows around 21. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 36 tomorrow, 25 tomorrow night, mainly clear. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Yes, a good way to put that. We love the Steve's Dark Roast, extra, extra dark roast. It really is delicious. And I don't like anything with my coffee, so it's even more delicious. Hey, we are back with Amber Buchanega, and also we have James Harbin, who is an actor in the play that we've been talking about and a musician. And also I want to just say, James is my latest Facebook friend. So welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Thank you for having me. My name is James Harbin. I am an actor and musician, Afro-Indigenous, which means Black, and Rappahannock descent.
Right on. Hey, saw the play. We've seen the play. We're going to come out again. You do a great job. A foil to the father, and in a good way. And I like your partner. She's a snappy Latino ex, Indigenous character, and it just makes a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about yourself, James.
Well, I'm originally from Harlem, New York. Then I transplanted to Virginia. I grew up just really immersed in music and poetry my entire life. So when I would go onto Subway, that's kind of where I got immersed into music and kind of fell in love with it. Then when I moved to Virginia, I kind of fell in love with being in nature. Turns out I've been in foster care, so my life has kind of been topsy-turvy, but turns out my family was actually from Virginia. So I found my way in the home state of my family and where they're from. So it's been good in the last year or so to reconnect with my family and learn more about them and their heritage and culture, the Virginia natives in the East Coast of Virginia. So that's been really cool. And on my father's side is Mexica or Mexican and Nahuatl descent. So I've been doing music for almost my entire life, and acting has kind of been this new thing for me in a sense. I've done Glee Club. I've been infatuated with theater by going to Broadway as a kid, but now as an adult, I just feel like I had to really prove myself on this stage with New Native Theater because I haven't been in it in so long. I'm 27, so the last time I've done a production in high school, I was 17, so that's 10 years. So I've been that far removed from it. But this has been a true joy to be a part of because this cast is like family for sure.
Yeah, it's a positive vibe all the way, and it's awesome that you found your family. I'm an adoptee, and so I know where you're coming from with the foster care system, and so kudos for learning who you are because you've always been that person, and and that's great. And again, a lot of kudos. It's always interesting for me being I'm a hack musician. I've played trumpet for 50 years or 60 years now, but it's always interesting. It seems like there's that fine line between musician and actor. And I mean, when you're doing a solo, you're acting, you're improvising, you're working within a constraints of a chord structure. But and then you're doing the same thing as an actor in the constraints of a script.
That's true. The one thing that I believe being a musician has kind of taught me is just having to go with the flow. You know what I mean? I just remember Miles Davis's, one of his musicians had kind of messed up and then he had to play on it. And then the biggest thing he shared with that musician was that you didn't mess up. We just found a new way to go about it. Right. So when we're on stage and we're constantly hitting these lines and, you know, maybe something drops, it's like, how do you play off of that? How do you keep this, this whole thing moving forward? And so being a musician has kind of prepared me for that. And I really enjoyed doing it. And I can tell because Thomas, who plays my brother, he is a phenomenal musician and he's also doing the same thing. So when I see that happen, I'm like, you know, he's used to it because being on stage is his comfort zone.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think also too, Miles, what I like Miles had to say at one time was like, the first note isn't the mistake, it's the second note. So like, you know, you got to play that note as if it's you own that note and it's for real and it's part of the chord structure. It's the second note if you know, and I always used to tell my talent because I used to teach high school film and video that correct yourself and move on. Don't dig that deeper hole. And it's funny, you mentioned Thomas too. And I know by watching him in the last play, He doesn't seem to play the same part the same. Does that keep you on your toes, or how do you feel about that? Because I know for me as an actor, that would be kind of hard for me, but I guess, you know, other people it's different, but, you know, I don't know. How does that work? Does that keep you just on your toes more, or?
You know, it keeps us on our toes, I think, but Thomas is fairly consistent. I will say that he knows his lines. He goes with it. The only things that I will say changes from night to night happens to be how far he exerts himself physically. Oh. When he is doing the fight scenes, he may jump 4 feet in the air one day and he might come down, you know, if he does it one day, he's probably going to do 2 feet the next day because it's been hard on him. but it's the, you know, it's just the electrifying feeling of when he's going through these, you know, really physical scenes. They may change a little bit. And even in that, he still stays in the pocket of what the fight choreographer has crafted for us. But, you know, going about it, it changes through from day to day. Sometimes I feel he may add some in the second fight. You've noticed where he has a golf club. I ain't going to spoil it, but that kind of changes sometimes. And we kind of have to go with it. Sometimes I'm battling with him. I'm like, okay, what is he going to do next so that I can prepare my next move? And so that part, I will say, is pretty much a guessing game. And I'm kind of having to just feel Thomas out.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that padding behind the couch was only like an inch thick, because he really did fly up in the air. It was like, whoa, I was thinking a bed was going to be back there. Amber, what do you think of our guest here, James? Is he one of your favorite actors? Because it's a low key situation, and I like how he plays it, because there's a lot of craziness and fun going on. And I just got to say this too, you guys probably know this, but my wife Wendy, who's on the show a lot, she's vegan, so it was like awesome surprise to hear that our Hinu Jaleesa's part was a vegan too.
I think dressing James and Rebecca was probably my favorite. It changes all the time. Every time I'm at a show, I'm just like, my favorite kind of changes, but they really had a specific look, and it was really fun finding their clothes for sure.
Awesome.
I think the night that we were there, the opening night, just talking about things changing and having to react to it or just play around it. There was a prop that I think it was like a glass cup that broke or something. And I thought that was supposed to happen. And they reacted to it like it was just written in the play. So bravo for that reaction and just kind of adding it in.
You know, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was Bradley. Bradley's a real seasoned actor. I actually worked with him a little bit while I was in New York, and not on stage. I was filming or recording one of his plays, and it was really cool to see that when I was auditioning for this production, he was in the rehearsal, and I was like, Bradley? And so, you know, just to see a familiar face, even though I just moved here, was really cool to see. But Bradley is so seasoned. Like, when that happened, I literally looked over and I was like, he got it. I don't even have to worry about it. But there was a moment in the last two plays that these new cups that we have in place have kind of toppled a little bit, but everybody works with it so well. Jaleesa literally just moves on with it. She might knock it out and just make it a part of the show. And I just love how she bounces back from that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. More we talk about this, Amber, the more we want to come the next few days. Can somebody give the times and where to get tickets again? Or if you want to do that, Haley?
Yeah, well, I know you can get your tickets at Brown Paper Bag by just searching New Native Theater, or I believe Red Eye Theater might have them too, because it's at that location. And then also newnativetheater.org. And it is pay what you can, but they recommend a price of $30. I'm not sure what the times are, if either of you want to list those.
7:30 Wednesday through Saturday, and then the final show, I believe, is at 2. Is that correct?
Yes, the final show is at 2 on Sunday.
And that's one that you want to go to, because it's always sold out, and you want to go to all of them, but that's where the tears come in, and you guys won't see each other again until the next play. You guys, can you tell me a little bit? I know I was a little butthurt because I wasn't part of the cast, but I know Friday night we heard that you guys were doing karaoke, and I heard rumors that it was an amazing party.
Yeah, you guys are like all amazing singers too. Yeah,
they all are. There's a lot of them that can sing really good.
How about you, Andrew? Charlie. How did you do?
Oh, no, karaoke's not for me. There was a lot of people pressuring me. It's not for me.
I guess we're not going to ask you to sing on Native Roots Radio then. Okay.
She didn't, but it was a fantastic time. And it what we fun. Saw from that evening is that people who were a little bit more closed off opened up, and it really just helped with the cast chemistry. I mean, that moment, that evening was so needed. It helped with the chemistry. People are now like just really good with each other. It was good. Not saying that we weren't good with each other before, no. But when you're uninhibited with a mic in your hand singing, mm-hmm. you know, some random song somebody else picked for you, yeah, it opens it up.
Is that how it went? Somebody picked a song for you?
Some people chose to do it that way. They they'll write their name down and then put a song beside it, and you just got to sing.
Wow, that's interesting, because I don't know if you guys know this, but when we're on our boat, we always do karaoke on our pontoon, and we get to pick our own songs. But that's really interesting. I don't want this to end. Can you guys hold on for a little bit more? We're going to have a quick break here, and I know you guys, this is your day off and you want to relax, but it'd be great to have you on just for a few more minutes. Are you okay with that, Amber?
Yep.
Right on. I feel your excitement coming through the... Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're going to be right back and talk more theater and design and the play. Yes. The Christmas and Ochapi.
Stay with us.
Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID-19. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
We didn't hear Amber or our guest James. We have to do that again.
I didn't give them the heads up. That's my bad.
That's all right. We can do it again. They're actors and designers and artists. They can do it. Do it, Haley.
Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. We love that one.
Yes. Thanks, Amber. I could feel it. You were thinking it hard that you were going to howl. I could feel that. Hey, Amber, Can you give everybody your Instagram again before we let you go? It'd be really good for people to come check you out and look at the designs you're doing and support you.
Instagram is Bucanaga_social_club.
Exciting.
Bucanaga_social_club.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. Well, we got only got a few minutes left here, and I know you guys were only going to be on for a little bit, so I won't keep you too much longer. But James, how can we see? Do you have a Facebook or an other than your personal one that you friended me on? But do you have an actor one or a musician one or any social media out there that we can direct people to?
Yes, my I guess performance based Instagram would be _James Harbin. And that probably be the best thing. But however, I do have a clothing collection myself. And that is through, I do have a clothing collection and it's designed for our Afro-Indigenous relatives, right? So I wore a shirt and it had, you know, Black, Indigenous, and Proud on it. And a lot of people, you know, saw it and liked it. And then I know a lot of people were getting those shirts. And then I was like, I should create my own. And so Amber and I came up with Duality is My Reality, and I do a whole, I do all the screen printing. It has I Am Afro-Indigenous, and you can follow that clothing line because we're going to be doing hoodies, sweaters, and long sleeve shirts pretty soon. And you can catch that at Duality Collection, at Duality Collection on Instagram.
Wow, how exciting. That's really exciting. Go ahead.
James, you are doing some work with NAC, too. Is that correct, with Native American Community Clinic, with some events coming up?
Yes. I'm the research and evaluation coordinator at NAC. And so we have two amazing community engagement events that I think that the Indigenous or Native American community in the Twin Cities should definitely come out to. We're creating a health and wellness assessment for the Minnesota Department of Health. However, this is only going to be curated with the voices of the people. So by coming out on December 18th or December 19th, one will be held at Ames in St. Paul, and the other one will be held at the East Phillips Cultural and Community Center. Both will be held from 4 to 7. In this three-hour time period, it's going to be an integrative study. You walk around from station to station answering these questions honestly with, like, either sticky notes. It's going to be real fun and interactive. We have coloring books and things for our kids. The December 18th will be hosted by Natives, so they'll be catering the food for that one. And then on December 19th, we'll be having Tricks of Tacos, have our meals there for the 19th at East Fellows Community Center. And the first 120 participants will get a $10 gift card. So I've already received some calls and people being interested in it, but we definitely want everybody to be involved because the voices need to be heard to curate this health and wellness plan for MDH.
Wow. Again, exciting. And that's an exciting event. And the more knowledge we have about ourselves, the better that we can serve ourselves and community support. I just want to give a quick shout out to both you guys working together on designs. And that's awesome. And as you probably know, my family has a store and we'll be looking for those wholesale prices. No, just kidding.
Okay.
But yeah, I dig it. You know, any last words before we let you go, James and Amber? We really appreciate you having you guys on here, and we can't wait to see you again.
Nope, I appreciate it. Thanks for talking to us.
Yes, right. Thank you for coming on, guys. You know, making this space available for sure. I mean, again, A Christmas in Ochapi is definitely a must-see, so come on out.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, thank you so much, you guys. Have a great day, and we'll be seeing you soon. Wow, right on. Take it easy. Wow, that was awesome. Some young warriors doing it up and taking care of business. You know, in the art scene, and art's a very fluid word, and we have actors, musicians, and artists, and T-shirt makers, and things like that. So that's important, people.
It's amazing. And I just love hearing just the younger generations creating so much, whether that's through designing T-shirts or going to New York Fashion Week and representing there, or you know, acting, and whether that's painting, you know, any way you're creating is amazing. And just to put your own individuality out there and to be yourself. And I just got to give a huge... I didn't know that about Amber's clothing, that they're so inclusive and that they're gender neutral and the sizes are neutral, because the baggy stuff, I mean, the baggy oversized clothing has definitely made its way in. So that's very popular. So I'm excited for her. And if you're going to be paying attention to this 2024's February New York Fashion Week, definitely keep an eye out for some of Amber's stuff.
Yeah, maybe we can, to Wendy and I, can try and make sure we're out there during that time. That would be very cool.
So cool. And then, yeah, so James is from Virginia, mm-hmm. which is cool. And then he knew Bradley. He worked with Bradley, too.
Yeah. And now what you said, he's working with Native American Community Clinic now, too. So
yeah,
sounds like he's moving here for a while, at least.
Yeah, yep. I think they both reside now in the Twin Cities, so it's very cool to be involved with the community and all the happenings that are going on here in our urban communities as well.
Definitely. Well, what do we got going on the rest of the week here? We have jam-packed shows happening. Any special things that we should let our listeners know that's coming up?
Well, tomorrow we have our two superstars back. We've got Arvina from Ho-Chunk Nation, Wisconsin, will be on. And we got Bob Lake from Red Lake, owner of Solar Bear. Solar Bear with the Solar News will be back stopping in tomorrow. But while we're on the topic of acting, I know, Dago, we talked about this yesterday at the beginning of the show. One of the movies that we've talked about, Killers of the Flower Moon,
right. They
are nominated for 7 Golden Globe, tied for third most with Poor Things, and actually behind Barbie and Oppenheimer. Did you see either of those, Dega?
I saw Barbie.
You did?
We rented, we didn't go in the theater, and it was a very cool political statement. And it was very awesome, and Wendy and I enjoyed that aspect. I will see Oppenheimer soon. I've heard the buzz on that. But also, when it comes to at least it used to be, when it came to the Golden Globes, that was a precursor to what you're going to see in the Academy Awards. A lot of times, the same people with the best director or best supporting actor will be the same people in the Academy Awards. So that in itself is very exciting, because, you know, our relative for best actress, Lily, is going to probably be up for an Academy Award, too.
Yeah, so Killers of the Flower Moon is up for Best Motion Picture Drama. Lily Gladstone, Best Performance for a Female Actor in a Motion Picture. Best Director for Motion Picture, Martin Scorsese. Best Performance of a Male Actor in a Motion Picture Drama, Leonardo DiCaprio. Best Original Score for Motion Picture, Robbie Robertson. Best Supporting Male Actor in Any Motion Picture, Robert De Niro. And Best Screenplay Motion Picture, Eric Roth, Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, that's great. And that is also now out on, I saw out on Apple TV.
Yeah, Apple TV.
You can, yeah. I think you can rent it or buy it now, too. So I'm sure Wendy and I are going to do a deep dive on it again and watch it from our home. It was pretty heavy duty. And we definitely, when we watched it, we said we want to watch it again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, Haley, another show's down. We want to thank all the people that are listening to us on Facebook and iTunes and TuneIn and on the airwaves and Civic Media in Wisconsin. We just couldn't do this without you. And if we were just talking yourself, it would be just a conversation. But we have a awesome radio show where we support our community. We're still here. We are the 7th generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.